Monday, September 22nd, 2008, King Carr recalls instant coffee's soup, voluntary tests. After 8 products were found to contain melamine, the Department of Health said it would also ban certain non-dairy foods from China. King Car Industrial Company, Jinche, asked stores to pull 8 products from shelves yesterday after it commissioned tests that showed the products contained the toxic chemical melamine, prompting the Department of Health to call for tests on products from China not containing animal protein. The Department of Health also ordered a recall of the products after King Car informed officials that 7 of its instant coffee products and 1 instant soup mix tested positive for the chemical that has sickened thousands of babies in China. All the recalled products were powder or granule products in individual packages. The 8 King Car products have tested positive for melamine in tests conducted by the Food Industry Research and Development Institute, FIRDI. Deputy Health Minister Song Yanren said, on Wednesday, the Health Department ordered 18 companies that import dairy products from China to have their products tested for melamine. The department prohibited sales of these products until the companies could provide evidence that their products were safe. Although the department did not target companies selling products that contain plant protein rather than animal protein, King Car had all of its products tested by the FIRDI on Friday to ensure they were safe for consumption. Until then, the fears sparked by Chinese milk powder had only involved products containing animal protein, such as baby formula and milk powder. However, department officials told reporters yesterday that the results of the King Car tests showed products containing plant protein, such as non-dairy creamers, can also be contaminated. King Car spokesperson Ma Minghao told a press conference yesterday that King Car used powdered non-dairy creamer from China in some of its products because it ensures a stable supply of raw materials. King Car is recalling all 120,000 cases of the contaminated products, he said. We estimate about 95% will be retrieved within 1 week. We hope to have retrieved 75% within 3 days, he said. King Car Vice Manager Li Yuding and Ma bowed in a show of apology to consumers. The contaminated products include Mr. Brown Blue Mountain Blend Coffee, Mr. Brown Mandalin Blend Coffee, and Mr. Brown French Vanilla Coffee. The company's canned coffee beverages tested negative for melamine, the company said. The tainted powdered non-dairy creamer was purchased from China's 中石都庆 Shandong Biotech Company in December. The powder was used in instant coffee products manufactured between April 9th and September 12th, meaning that part of the powder has likely been consumed by customers, said Wu Yiling, chief of the company's research and development division. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the tolerable daily intake TDI of melamine is 0.63 milligrams per 1 kilogram of body weight. This means an adult weighing 60 kilograms has a TDI of 2 to 4 cups of the tainted instant coffee or 1 package of instant corn chowder. The department called on companies that imported products with plant protein to have them tested for melamine. It also announced that it would prohibit all imports of milk powder, dairy products, and products containing plant protein from China until matters have been cleared up. Consumers who have bought the contaminated King Car products can receive a full money refund through the King Car website at www.kingcar.com.tw.